When Japanese imperial forces invaded the Philippines during World War II, many Manong in the Pajaro Valley felt compelled to join the 1st and 2nd Filipino Infantry Regiment, segregated infantry units that the United States government deployed to the Philippines. Many Manong joined to obtain access to promised veterans' benefits and to defend their homeland. Some also believed that this was an opportunity to demonstrate American patriotism, despite the decades of racialized discrimination and limited rights on American soil. Once back in the Philippines, Manong both endured and committed violent acts. After the war, their experiences created a sense of brotherhood among veterans. In this interview with Bert Nabor, the son of Alberto and Erlinda Nabor, Bert recalls his father's time as a member of the 1st Filipino Infantry Regiment.
I remember he was one of the first to join. He told me, he goes, the minute they attacked the Philippines, you know, everybody wanted to join the army, but they couldn't. And then they changed the law so they could. He really enjoyed being in the military. Mm-hmm. You know, he stayed a member of the 1st and 2nd Filipino Regiment Society until his death. I have his card still. Mm-hmm. I have his wallet and stuff and everything. He has his card there in the American Legion. He was proud to be a member. But the one thing he always used to tell us is, you know, he goes, ingenuity. You know, that's what they trained me in the Army, ingenuity. Oh my God, he was a disciplinarian. But I think the Army even pushed him more. It was one Thanksgiving, and that is probably the only time I've ever heard my dad talk about his experience in wartime at length. He said that we wanted to be the best soldiers. You know, we wanted to serve as an example for our country. They were going to back the fight for their home country, the Philippines, but they always considered themselves American soldiers.